Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
If I BFM drive with Johnny Big Hungry and Bronwyn.
Oh.
Is it Bronwyn? Bronny?
It is. Well, Bronwyn's the radio persona, but Bronny.
Bronny? Is it?
What would your mum say if she's like down the hall kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bronny!
That's a Bronny, but if I'm in trouble, then it's a Bronwyn. What's that word?
Shit. Bust out the middle name.
Bronwyn! Yeah. Hey, welcome to the 95 BFM Drive Show. This feature is What's Cooking, where we get people in to guest lecture some music for us. BFM is filled with volunteers. There's more than 150 of them. I think we're at capacity at the moment.
Wow.
I think they're
is
like...
Is it like the MCG? We wait for someone to die off before someone else
essentially.
Can get
fingers crossed.
Now... But that said, if you are listening and you do want to volunteer, you can go online and register your interest on the BFM website. And people get, I mean, everyone got here from volunteering, basically.
People so, really do it. They really
you do,
do
it.
It. We
do
really
it.
Did
you,
it.
You do it.
People really
this
come in at 6 a.m.
We really
it's
do it.
How it works around here. Now, you're a member of the news team.
I am.
What
yep.
got you interested in BFM?
Well, it was actually my friend Sherry. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Sup, dog.
Yep. Shout out to Sherry.
Are you studying on campus at the moment?
I am. I'm at Auckland Uni doing law.
Did you know that there was a radio station here?
I did, but I didn't really know how much student involvement there was, I think. I didn't know that you could just kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of that strange disconnect, like people... A lot of people don't even know there is a radio station on campus, which is crazy. Especially a radio station that's awesome.
Keep it. Keep it hush.
You reckon? Keep it secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. Got a whole floor up
don't
here.
Talk don't about talk it on about the radio.
Yeah, as you said, we've got maxed out volunteers already.
Hey, so we brought you in to select some music. What would you like to start with this evening? What's your song that you would like to play first?
First of all, we were like dinner at Bron's house, eh?
Yes, I very much went with the cooking theme.
Okay, what are we eating?
Okay, well...
What's your signature dish?
Are you like chopping onions to the song?
Let's get to know Bron.
Where are we?
Real quick.
Like, what's happening?
Okay, well, my classic go-to very, very lazy dish... Mm. Is a broccoli pasta.
Oh, nice.
Which will kind of, I know.
I'm just trying to
wait. Did John make a face? I couldn't see his face.
Yeah, he
was like, what flavor is broccoli pasta?
We did just have a steak bar out of the vending machine, so John's probably like,
Right. Well, I wanted to start it off with the song in particular because this is a sort of notorious song in my family for any time we went on a road trip and got in the car. The song being Al Green was always first on the iPod, so it just started playing automatically.
Oh, nice.
So anytime we start anything off, it always starts with this song. Also, I thought it was great that it was Al Green, kind of ties in with Eat Your Greens, a bit of broccoli in the dish tonight. So,
what kind of car? I'm picturing maybe like an older kind of Volvo station wagon.
Oh, no, honestly, we went through so, definitely station wagon. Yeah. We went through a lot of cars when I was little, though. My mum always blew them up.
Oh, shout out Bron's mum for doing all the burnouts and that.
Stop driving around with all that TNT in the back. That's what I recommend.
I'm looking forward to this Al Green, actually. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's stay together. Let's do it. Ready?
Be a hundred.
giving you weather, weather. Times are good and bad, happy or sad. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, babe? It's being around you is all I see, is what I want to do. But we ought to stay together.
That was a hard fade by me.
The classic fade out, though, of sort of the 70s style tracks where they're like, oh, well, kind of gets a bit weird there. Have to splice the tape at some point. Al Green. Al Green as chosen by Bronwyn.
Bronwyn, people might have heard you on The Wire.
Yes.
Oh, listen, your mic on first. Sorry about that.
They may have heard. Only once or twice. It's actually only going to be my third Wire show tomorrow.
Is it exciting being on The Wire?
It is. I wasn't quite prepared for how much sort of talk back there was going to be.
You kind of get, this is the thing with BFM, what I like about it is you get thrown in the deep end. People are just like, ah, you learn by doing it, and you just got to come in here and do it.
100%.
And that's kind of, I guess, trial by fire is kind of a nice way, really, because you do learn quite quickly.
Yeah.
Aside from us, we're just still making the same mistakes on the drive show.
Just making them look more graceful.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
What is this? So
that was like, we've a, just hey, had a, welcome to my house.
We've just
thing.
Had a little, were you like steaming the broccoli at that stage?
Oh, you guys are a little bit early. Do you want some wine?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, well, we've got beers.
Yeah, we've got roots.
Well, actually, yeah, so you've got to steam the broccoli first with the ginger. That's important. So I didn't mention it's actually a bit of a ginger broccoli part. So there's a bit of spice in there.
I was predicting like a cheese sauce.
Yeah, no, it's funny you should say that actually, because it's actually a vegan recipe. I am vegan, and that ties into actually the next song, which is that's a slick fade there.
No, it'll work. That's good. That's what
yeah. Are you quite ready for that?
We're ready. What's your next song?
Well, I was going to play a bit of Jamie. Do you know him? The brother of Skepta, the British grime rapper.
Yeah. I know that dude, but I don't know the brother.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, Jamie, he's actually vegan, which I think is amazing. And
Is the content vegan?
In this particular song, it is. And that's why I love it. Like he's rapping. You have to listen out carefully, but there are a couple lines in there about being vegan. And
sweet.
I just love it. So I'll do that.
It better not be a recipe to like a broccoli pasta or something like that.
It will be.
Okay.
I used to have 10 youths knocking my door, asking me to roll out and lick cars. Now I got 25 youths knocking my door, still asking me to spit bars. At least they're not knocking and running, plotting and gunning, shotting and running. If my crew knocked man's door back in the day, it would be to hot him and run it. 20 past 4 in the morning, and I'm still up, I ate too late. My belly got filled up, all the man them look tired. Now I don't blaze, but I can bill up, so if I get bored, I'm like, bill it. At studio, I'm like, kill it. Then I duck from the room, and I jump in the booth, and I dump on the tune. Rude boy, hush, don't ask me why I'm in a rush. Don't ask me why I'm not tweeting. I'm in breakfast, man, I'm shopping in Lush. If you know me, phone me. I'ma go eat on my lonelies. I'm in Nando's with a veggie wrap, or I'm sitting in Leon munching a Gobi.
whichever one's nearer. Vegan, now I see clearer. No meat, no cheese, no milk, no eggs. Don't believe me, ask Sarah. Stop staring, you're not four, right? Only put good food in my jaw side. Sensodyne, classic, Listerine, citrus, cause I don't wanna have no fluoride. Big up the man that know, the girls that know, teachers that know, parents and children that know. If you don't know, boy, better know. If anybody tries draw my thing, I'ma have to have words with friends. To avoid the clash of clans, man might go for a run with Temps. Man might go for a run with Tim. Good food will turn the fat boy slim. Man like me perform to keep trim. Spit two bars, don't have to go gym. We play grime all over the world still. Man bopping the head like Churchill. When us man touchdown in New York, it's lit. Ask Virgil, ask Barry, crazy bar led worth the Bob Marley. I will sit up with the rhythm so neatly. Now they wanna bite me like Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Ow,
test me, you and what army? I'll wet a pagan out like Pagani. I'm gone, BRB.
Ah.
And you're back in the room.
Hey, just a wee one.
That was quite, that was pretty tweaked actually, Brom. And now I'm like, fuck, this dinner is going to be mint.
Yeah, now you see what I mean about it being a bit of an eclectic.
So Skepta's younger brother.
I think he's younger.
That's quite interesting. Skepta, ASAP Rocky and Skrillex, of course, down here last year for that event at Spark Arena. I put
Little Skies.
This is a little bit of behind the scenes for you out there. If you're listening, I put in a media request for Skrillex to come in and DJ Skepta.
Just so you know that we do ask for these crazy things.
How cool would it be if Skrillex came up to BFM? That would be cool, right?
It would have been mint.
It would have been cool.
Yeah.
But obviously it didn't happen. Skrillex, if you're listening, you're welcome BFM anytime.
You and your undercut.
Yeah, maybe we could get Jamie in. He seems like the younger brother. You're like,
there you go.
Easier to get in than Skepta.
Here we go. Now, Bronwyn. Bronny?
Where are we now? Where are
we just had some UK grime.
I feel like I've had a glass of wine and now I'm using the bathroom for the first time.
Yep.
Sort of thing, okay. When I'm at someone's
house. Just down the corridor on the left.
If you're cooking dinner, are you going to be cooking multiple courses or is it just like, is the
broccoli pasta? What do you do?
Is the broccoli pasta like the main event or is it like the entree kind of thing?
That does make me feel bad because that was kind of intended to be the main thing. But I was planning dessert. There was always something
coming up for
dessert. Don't say vegan ice cream because I'll just be like,
Really? You're not a fan of the coconut ice cream?
Well, I'm just
not heaps of it. Like I can, for some reason, I can eat a lot of the teddy milk ice cream, but I can't eat much of the...
Maybe that's a good thing though, because...
It's definitely a good thing, but that doesn't mean...
Self-regulating.
It doesn't mean it's right.
Well, yeah.
What sort of, if we've come around to your flat, your house for dinner, what sort of, what will be the refreshment on offer for like liquid refreshment? Are we kind of a Rudy's beer kind of a household?
Are you asking
we...
if she's got any drugs?
No.
Okay.
I'm asking it like, was this is broccoli pasta?
I thought you were looking like real far out around it.
Is broccoli pasta best enjoyed with red wine or a white wine?
White wine.
Honestly, I feel like it would go best with a white wine, but myself, I'm only really a wine drinker when it comes out of the goon, so not really a wine with dinner kind of person.
I just don't like white wine at all.
Okay, quick. Really. This is a quick fire question.
Yep.
Do you know what a blue velvet is?
No.
Blue velvet is white is cask wine and blue Powerade combined together.
I just thought it was magic mushrooms and white wine or something.
It's like curing the hangover before you even get it.
Blue Powerade and white cask wine.
Yeah,
you should definitely try.
I can see how that works. Like, blue Powerade cures all. So.
Blue velvet, everyone.
Makes sense.
What's next on the playlist?
All right. So about this time, I'd imagine that our water's just beginning to boil for the pasta. So it's always very important that you remember to put the salt in.
Does it make a difference, do you reckon?
I have no idea why you have to, but apparently it's really important.
It stops it from sticking together a little bit.
No, that's the oil, not the salt.
I do believe that it's important to make it, cook it until
neither
it's al dente.
Neither of us are clearly chefs.
All right, my favourite bit is throwing a little bit of... This is a great time to throw a little bit of pasta at the window. Oh, actually, we're not quite there yet, but that's the best. That it's like, if it sticks, it's good.
Yeah.
Mint.
Okay, so we're boiling the water. We're adding a bit of a pinch of salt.
And this song is conveniently called Salt by the New Zealand Auckland artist Thompston. You know, I'm a young guy.
Thompston.
Yeah, Thompston.
Okay.
He was my most listened artist last year. I just think he's incredible. He's really good.
Whereabouts
New Zealand
is he from,
pop
New Zealand?
R&B. He's from Auckland, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw him last year at Galatos. It's very chill, bringing the vibe down a bit from that bit of grime.
T-O-M-P-T?
T-H-O-M-S-T-O-N. So...
John's okay.
Look them up, give them some any. Love.
We do have some here. What were you going to play?
I was going to play Salt just for the
pun.
Oh,
no, that's good.
No,
but
flat, yeah, flat,
the system
flat.
Here. Let's do it.
Let's oh,
do
let's
it.
Get a new one. Okay, here we go.
And nothing will grow here now. I ripped out the roots and assaulted the earth. I was hasty and hateful. It bought out the worst. Weighing in on my conscience is dead as a stone. Solitary detachment like I haven't known. The gossip and whispers all carried your name. The passive aggression, deception relayed. Now I guess that I'm paying for playing my part.
Tom.
Yeah.
You can't say
on the
it.
BFM playlist.
You can't say it right without saying it wrong.
Yeah.
I knew I recognised that name. Had a couple of songs on the BFM playlist up here.
Yeah.
But a fantastic show when you saw him last at Galatos.
Oh, it was so great. Mm. I mean, like I said, he was my most listened artist last year, so I'm definitely was fangirling, and because it was so small, I was just right up the front. And I mean, he's been out over, I think he's really focusing over in LA and stuff. He's doing stuff internationally, so that was the first time I had seen a gig of his in New Zealand, so I was like straight away.
Awesome.
Salt.
Now we've had some feedback regarding salt. Apparently salt helps the water stay hotter. Chemistry, mate, apparently.
So it's like you're trying to speed up the process a little bit? Is that what it is?
Mm.
So it was also said, it's always better to season in the cooking. Used less salt.
So not the best sentences there, but
like
still nice to be in touch with everyone on 5395, the text machine.
Users less salt. Oh, users less salt. There's a little text following that with a little star.
Oh, they've fixed it.
Yep.
I think I get what they mean.
Like, season when you're cooking, I guess.
Yeah,
just
as
like,
our broccoli and ginger is boiling away, just put a bit of salt and pepper on that now rather than at the end, I guess.
Oh, yeah, true, right. There we go.
Why didn't... What? I'm just bummed out how they had to spend another 20 cents to kind of correct their thing.
Might be a work phone.
They could have texted in skip travel one word to 5395 and gone in the draw for that skip thing that you've actually voiced the thing for that.
Yeah.
There you go. A month long. Let's do a little promo thing right in the middle of your segment. Actually, Bronwyn, how's that sound?
Yeah, why not?
Go ahead and text in skip travel one word to 5395. Go in the draw for that double pass, right up and down this beautiful North Island, which some say is a massive stingray. Do you know about that story?
No.
You're confusing this ad lib. People are starting to think about stingrays rather than skip travel.
I know, I always do this though.
It's an unlimited monthly bus pass.
Up and down
there's
the
no
stingray.
Stingrays. There's no stingrays involved.
You mean like the fish?
It's a fucking stingray,
like the,
Bronwyn.
The fish
on
of Maori.
I thought it was an orca.
Yeah.
I thought it was an orca.
No, it's a stingray, dog.
I thought it was an orca.
No, South Island's a waka. Yeah. Stewart Island is nothing. It's just something someone dropped off the back of the boat.
Doesn't even get a mention.
Poor little bugger.
Okay, text and skip. Travel all one word through to 5395 and go on the draw to win a monthly unlimited bus pass for you and a mate.
And merch. What's up next, Brom?
Okay, well, I was trying to find a nice Italian song because I thought that would be fitting. And my dad used to always play this Italian artist whenever we had dinner. He'd just always put on this old Italian singer. But Classic could not find this artist.
That's right.
No, his name's Roberto Murolo.
Is it like an Italian Neil Diamond?
You can't just put Neil Diamond on anything.
Don't even say Neil Diamond. I think it's like it's kind of like a trigger word, Neil Diamond. People are like, ooh, fuck, I don't know how I feel about that.
I think, yeah, no, because he is on Spotify and everything. He's, but I think he just has hundreds and hundreds of songs. So I couldn't find a single one that I recognize, and they all sound the same. So I've actually got Carla Bruni.
So what? You just scratched that whole thing.
Oh, I just went French instead. But isn't she married to the Italian Prime Minister, President? So I think that makes it fine.
It's your dinner party.
Also,
man,
my dad would put this one on when we were having pasta as well too. And we'd be like, this isn't Italian. And he'd be like, eh. So I'm going with that.
All right, let's do it.
I'm not going to pronounce the name because
that's
it's very French.
That's fine.
We'll put the, all the songs will go up on the website, no doubt.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Un baguette, jambon, fromage.
Oui, everything is bon.
On me dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose. Elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud. Que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main. Alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, ses secrets, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Pas grand chose, elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que
tu m'aimes encore, serait-ce possible alors?
God damn, Carla Bruni. What a, that was kind of like a curl up real close one, that one. Very nice. Sort of everything
what
you want.
What a great
like
little Shazam.
Did you Shazam it?
Just Shazamed it.
How
sorry.
Many Shazams
great little tune,
it,
I mean to
how
say.
How many Shazams did it have?
That has gone.
Oh, you can see that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
700,000 Shazams.
That's quite a lot, actually. That's quite a lot.
It came up super quickly. Mm-hmm. I basically opened Shazam and it Shazammed it.
Shazam's so like, oh, it's Carla. Piss off, I'm busy.
Either my phone is listening or that it's got that song down pat. Because I only caught the very end of
both,
it.
Both of those things, what you said, are true.
Well, it's a classic one where you can't just sort of Google in some of the lyrics that you catch, can you?
That's true.
You've got to Shazam that
we're
one.
We're afraid to even name the song. So hopefully everyone's Shazam worked out there.
Yeah.
Now, Bronny. Oh, you've got some cake for us.
Yeah, well, I thought that was fitting.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay. That was good, actually.
Did you like that?
I enjoyed that. I was in the middle.
What sort of cake?
Like, I was looking at John saying, you've got some cake, and I turned expecting to see cake. And in a way, I saw cake. That's why I thought it was funny. You're all caught up, everyone.
We've got some cake?
Yeah, yeah, you'd like that.
What sort of cake would you serve as dessert at your house?
Well, I have a very special recipe called a wacky cake, which is not wacky in that you're thinking of, maybe, but it's wacky in that it just, you cook it all in the pan. So you just chuck in some flour, oil, vinegar, and you just cook it as is. And you
vinegar?
Just throw it in. Yeah, that's a raising agent.
Because
you put in your vinegar and baking.
Is this like a savory cake? Savory cake?
Or? No, cocoa powder. It's a chocolate cake.
Okay. Wait. Is this kind of like a vegan little?
It is a vegan
little swifty maneuver.
It is.
Yeah, no, it's
is.
All right. There's tips and tricks to this stuff, eh?
No eggs, milk, or anything. It's actually, my mum used to make it. Oh, they used to make it when they were kids because they'd go away camping and tramping and stuff. Mm. And well, you'd have an oven, but you wouldn't be able to take any of your perishables. So all it needs is like oil and flour.
Where
and
would
cocoa
they go?
Powder.
The Kaimais or something.
I think they used to go to the Marlborough Sands.
Oh yeah,
Sands.
Mean.
Never taken me though. So.
I've never been down there.
Yeah, me neither.
There's like a I could be wrong, but there's like a cruise ship that cruises through there. And apparently it's real mint, like 2 days of the year, if you're lucky. Mm. But it looks quite, like, obviously, it looks amazing. I don't know if the boat's supposed to be there, though. When you're looking at it, you're like, I don't know if that boat's supposed to be there a little bit. Kind of like the shot over jet for me. Carry on.
Sign me up.
Back to that cake.
Let's play this cake.
Have some cake.
Nom, 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 nom.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. We'll be right back.
took all the strength I had just not to fall apart. I'm trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Brian, you cracked it wide open with that one. We've got a tester just vibing fucking hard out from somewhere in Tamaki Makaurau.
Yeah, I'm glad. Glad you enjoyed that one. Bit of
into
wacky
it.
Cake.
Some cake.
Bit of cake.
Great girl. Now you've got one left for. Was that?
That was kind of like that. Here's dessert, but also, do you mind sort of helping me out with the dishes?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also because I thought I'd make a little nod because it was a wacky cake, but not wacky in that sense. So I also have a song called Funky Cigarette by Paola Nutini.
Oh, a little after dinner mint.
Exactly. Wrap things up nicely.
Nice. Now, thank you for coming in and guest selecting some music. If people want to hear you on the radio, you're doing The Wire on a Thursday?
Yep.
What's coming up? Got any news scoops? You're freaking out, eh?
Yep.
Don't freak out.
I will find a great interview, I'm sure. Tune in, it'll be awesome.
Hey, this has been a great interview. Thanks so much for coming in, Bron. It's been really, really, really fun, actually. It's always a fun tangent, isn't
it, John? It's great to have another personality in the studio. And
if I
go, hey, there's heaps of cool people out there and heaps of cool volunteers at BFM doing rad stuff.
If I Google broccoli ginger pasta recipe, is it like a common thing or is it family?
I think it's one of my mum's recipes, so I don't know if it's something that you'll find, but I can write it down for if you want. There's only like 3 steps, so
okay,
very so easy.
But
I'm probably going to go home and make it right now because I'm feeling lazy.
There you go. I think, what are you doing, John? You're turning around real weird.
Record just finished playing.
Do you
Bronwyn?
Want
must be more? Time for another song then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, thank you very much for inviting us around to dinner at your place.
Not that one.
No, not a problem. There we go.
These great, like, gosh. Wait. Whoa, sound effects.
One night out as he bed, he told me it was kind of like a funky cigarette. And I can still remember my first draw and all those funny things I saw when I smoked my first funky cigarette.
Steve Custer came to cigarettes and skins, and he handed me a bag of green, the biggest bag I'd ever seen, and I rolled my first funky cigarette. Ah, oh, and since Eddie, I seldom have declined. Oh, and I maintain this love affair with these herbs of mine. So keep your pills and trips and lines, expensive beans and fancy wines, cause I just want a funky cigarette. Oh, yes, I do. Nowadays it's harder to disguise a wandering old sedated look plays across my eyes. But if you're like me, I'm sure you'll find that you don't really seem to mind, cause you've just had a funky cigarette. Oh yes you did.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.